Well, I have one. This is Paul Hopkins, and just in case you haven't listened to part one, of this little series I'm doing, I am recording some, or have made some recordings with my Ambio smart headset, and lots of people have said they're really interested to know what they're about. I'm going to try and include some information on them in each of these, just in case you're chopping and changing as to how and when you're listening to this stuff. So the Ambio headset are from Sennheiser, and essentially they are earphones that record. So they've got microphones in your left and your right ear, so essentially you're getting surround sound. And these, in my opinion, you know, because they plug straight into your iPhone through the Lightning cable, are really high quality. You know, you really do get a direct connection, so it's not through Bluetooth or anything like that. Which I think makes for a better experience than at least one other device I can think out of there that does that and just doesn't work in terms of quality, in my opinion. You can, of course, use this stuff for videos as well, and you're getting surround sound, and it's fascinating. Anyway, here's part two coming up. I do hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you on the other side for a bit more of a roundup in terms of closing this conversation down. It would probably do for me to tell you at this point that we're doing a journey from Birmingham New Street to Orpington. I'm on the train coming into London Euston at this point, having in the previous part one, been walking from in Birmingham on Grand Central, which is the new sort of shopping area above and around New Street, into New Street itself. So now we're on the train coming into London that I would have been on when we got to the end of part two. So some kind of part one. So some kind of continuation going on here. So what we'll be doing, once this train comes into London Euston, we will be walking, Usher and I, will be walking down from the platform at Euston, down various escalators to the underground, and then onto the underground train, so the Northern Line, going towards Charing Cross.
See you next time.
Might as well just stay here, Rush. Looks a bit busy, doesn't it? No, we'll stay here, Rush. Kino, is that the door?
Chairman, as you're speaking, I'm arriving into London Euston when this train terminates. We are about 25 minutes late, so we apologise for the delay. When you leave this here, please ensure you have all your luggage, personal belongings with you, and do take care. Stepping from the train to the platform. Now, myself, the onboard team, hope you have a pleasant and relaxing journey. London Euston, I'm arriving into.
Steady.
Welcome to London Euston, which is our final stop.
When leaving us here, make sure you have all your luggage.
What way down, Russia? Okay. Hold on, I've got to work this out. I don't know. Which way, Russia? This way. That's it. Well, yeah, we are far down, Rush. Okay, so normally we're a bit further up the platform, but that doesn't matter. So, I'll tell you a bit about these Ambios. They're very smart. So I've got me, I've got myself now on normal hearing. So essentially what you can do is you can use these, so I'm recording with them, but also I can set things like noise cancellation or noise cancelling or whatever, and I can also tell it that I want to hear the ambient noise. So whilst recording, I'm also hearing the ambient noise that the headphones are giving me. Good boy, Usha. Rather than the, say for example, getting the monitor mode on a recording device, or recording app, should I say. So it just means that you have that. Come on, Usha. Oh, Usha, that's on the edge. It also means you just have that extra bit of security, because you can actually hear what's going on around you whilst wearing the headphones. So it is actually pretty useful. It means you can have your cake and eat it, so to speak, really. So now we're just walking the pretty much the length of the platform at Euston, and I'll definitely do this as a video, but it's useful to have it as audio. And so far I'm quite proud of this, no assistance needed at all for me now, and I've been doing this journey for a number of years, but why not share? Even so, the fact that I don't need to get assistance, and it's primarily now because that coach CC is available for people with disabilities. So you know that if it's not available for any reason, a member of staff will likely see you and get it elsewhere, help you to see it elsewhere, should I say. Which means that then you're not sitting in a reserve seat. Anyway, I suspect it'll be a little bit quieter because we're later. Normally I'd be in about an hour earlier. At least. So, not today though, unfortunately. So now we're heading up towards the concourse at Euston. There you go. There you go, and I'm going to encourage us just to, not that I need to really, but to find the escalator. In fact, if I said nothing, you'd still find them, unless you got a distraction, which is always possible. So, go through a number of people now. Find the escalator then, Ush. So he's winding his way through a significant amount of people here. Go on, Ush.
Good boy. Steady, Ash. Sorry. Go on, Ash. Lots and lots of people queuing for Mini. He's literally carving a way through them. Good boy, Ash. Good boy. Good boy. This is quite good. Your ambient stereo sound. I'll just let you hear it for a second. Smart dog. Well done, Usher. Good boy, Usher. It's always fun. Because Usher doesn't do queues like most guide dogs. He'll find his way to the front. Just have to now.
Stand on the right, please.
It's
standing on the right, please.
Sorry, you're right.
Yep,
okay. Wait, Usher. On
stand
you come.
Stand on the right, please.
No, we'll be standing where we are. Thank you. That's it. So busy at selection fair. Good boy, Usher. Good boy. Come, Ash. Go, go. Good boy. That was Usher's escalator. Usher, this way, this way. So we're doing London escalators now as opposed to Birmingham escalators. Slightly controversial, I think, as to whether I should do escalators outside London. I think you, like, as with all things, there are escalators even in London. You may or may not do, so... your own sense of responsibility there, I think, to be fair. But certainly London escalators do have yet to run off on the underground escalators anyway. I should find the gate then, good boy. The gate, wait. Where's it gone? Yeah, but he needs to... Someone needed to stand back, thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks. Don't get that. Come on, Ella. So on to the next one. Wait, on you come. Stop, stop, stop. Good boy. So now we're on the express down to underdown. Yeah, so your own. Your own, that's what I'm looking for. Judgment really on what experiences we use. Okay, wait. And off we go. Go, go. Good boy. Good boy. Let's get you. That's it. Come on then. And now we're coming to the steps. Good boy. Forward. Wait to the top of the stairs. Train coming, we may get it. Forward. Okay, steady. Might be a bit further forward. Forward, Ash. I'm not too worried if we don't go. You going, Ash? Find a way. Find the way, find the way. Find the way, Ash. Find the way, Ash. Oh, go on, we'll do it this. We'll go on this one. Up again. Oh, sorry. Up again, up again. That's it, good boy. Yeah, you can stay here because it's nice for you. Come here. Go in there. Come there. That's it. You stay here. Sit.
This
is the Northern Line train by Charing Cross. Good boy, yeah. That's it, good boy. I sat him on the end. We'll be right back.
That brings us nicely to the end of part two of my journey from Birmingham to Orpington. Stay tuned for part three, and where we hear more of the amazing performance, I might say, of the Ambio smart headset from Sennheiser. Anyone would think I was advertising them, I'm not. They just are really good. And I'll speak to you shortly. Bye for now.